Hello, my name is Gustavo. We are conducting an opinion survey and we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers are confidential. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30305.
Thank you so much. What is the year of your birth?
Yeah, what is this research? Who's funding this?
Actually, I don't know, but this company is called Opinion Research.
Okay. Is it by the city of Atlanta?
We are in Florida, Miami.
Oh, okay. But is it on behalf of the city of Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What is it, the year of my birth?
Yeah.
49.
Thank you so much. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Graduate, master's.
Thank you so much.
Graduate.
Are you...
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you so much. What is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Did I vote?
Yeah, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election
for
president?
Joe Biden.
Oh, thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like
yes.
Many people, are you not registered?
No, I've been registered. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you so much. Below is a list of issues I am going to read you, and please tell me three that are the most important to you. For example, climate change and the environment, abortion access, jobs and the economy, inflation and the cost of living, crime, immigration, public transportation, traffic, racism and discrimination, or education.
You want to know what's the top one? Primary for me?
No, you can tell me. You can tell me the three most important to you.
Oh, okay. Women's health care, the abortion. Let's see. I'm trying to think all the ones you mentioned. Did you mention voting rights?
I mentioned, for example, jobs and the economy, inflation and cost of living, crime, immigration, public transportation, traffic, racism and discrimination, or education, or climate
crime,
change.
Yeah, crime, education. But
okay,
the abortion
so
health
much.
Care is number one. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you so much. When thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? And, for example, the city of Atlanta?
The city of Atlanta? Probably somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, thank you so much. And the Atlanta region?
The Atlanta region, somewhat.
Thank you so much. And Georgia?
Georgia? Dissatisfied. Somewhat dissatisfied. Yes.
Somewhat dissatisfied. All right. Thank you so much. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards
okay.
them. 5
okay.
means that, I'm sorry,
okay.
5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them.
Okay.
You can use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people or groups, tell us that as well.
Okay.
For example, the Atlanta Beltline.
The Atlanta Beltline?
Yeah.
Probably an 8.
An 8. Okay, thank you so much. Mayor Andre Dickens?
Oh, Andre Dickens, our mayor, an 8.
And I thank you so much. Artificial intelligence companies.
The what?
Artificial intelligence companies.
Oh, artificial intelligence companies. The AI folks. I'm real negative about all those. So I'm like a one.
One. All right. Thank you so much. Governor Brian Kemp?
Probably a four.
A four. Okay. Thank you so much. Self-driving cars?
Self-driving cars, I am a one.
Thank you so much. MARTA buses?
MARTA is actually pretty good. I'm probably an eight.
And I thank you so much. Uber and Lyft?
Well, I don't use them. I don't like them. So I'm probably like a three.
All right. Thank you. The Atlanta Police Department?
I like our police. I'm a 10 on our police.
Okay. Thank you so much. And the Atlanta City Council?
Oh, God. I'm probably like a four.
Okay, thank you so much. And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
You know, it's public transportation is not enough stop. So I have to say probably, what is it, excellent, good, or fair, or poor, right?
Yeah, poor or very poor, and only fair, good, or
I think it's good. I would put a good, not excellent.
Okay, thank you so much. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
I'm probably rarely. I used to use it a lot when I was working, but I'm retired now, so I don't use it as much.
Okay, thank you so much. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
Very familiar. So what? Is that a 1 to 10?
Actually, that is one of the answers, the possible answers.
Yeah, I'm very familiar. Yeah, very familiar.
Okay, thank you so much. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month?
Probably at least weekly.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never.
A few times a month.
Few times a month. Okay, thank you so much. And based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
A positive.
And it is very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Very. Thank you so much. What's the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
What's the first phrase or word? Walkability.
Walkability.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. And, here are a few statements. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you neither agree or disagree. And 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel.
Okay.
I feel safe riding MARTA.
I have always felt, well, I don't ride it late at night. So I'd probably put an 8 on that one.
Thank you so much. The quality of Atlanta's road is getting worse.
Is that a yes or no?
Using a scale from 0 to 10.
Oh, 0 to 10. Atlanta roads are getting worse. I'd say yes, they are. So I'd do probably a 5.
A 5. All right. Well, five means that you're neither agree or disagree.
Well, I'll say, Atlanta Rose, I'm going to agree, so I'm going to say an 8 on that, because they are getting worse.
Okay, thank you so much. Crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses?
I'd say that probably to agree, I'm probably going to agree around a 7.
All right, thank you so much. Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better?
Oh, no, I totally disagree. I'll put a 3.
Thank you so much. Well, I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system?
Oh, disagree. Strongly disagree. I would say a 3.
Thank you so much. I trust MARTA to finish the project they are working on.
I trust them. I'd say an 8.
An 8. Thank you so much. Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
Oh God, that's such up in the air. I'm gonna do a 5. Neither strongly agree or not disagree. I'm a 5.
Okay, thank you so much. And which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Or statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars.
Oh, God, no. The first one. Not the second one. The first one.
The statement A.
A, yes.
And are you agree with the statement A strongly or somewhat?
Oh, strongly. So at 10, I would agree. Yeah, yeah.
All right, thank you so much. And, well, here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away.
Okay.
It means that somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you don't prioritize this policy at all and don't want to see it implemented.
Okay.
Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods?
Adding more bus stops in the less wealthy neighborhoods? I think adding more buses.
Yeah, I'd
do an 8. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Adding light rail to the Beltline?
Boy, I'm mixed on that one. But that would sure get people around Atlanta. Probably like a 7 on that one.
A 7. Thank you so much. Incentivizing housing development close to public transit?
Incentivizing. Oh, that's money to developers. Well, we need it. I'd probably do a 7 on that one.
Thank you so much. Expanding the streetcar system in the city?
Oh, that's a 1.
A 1. All right. Thank you. Adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable?
Oh, I'd probably do a 10.
A 10. All right. Okay. Thank you so much. Adding more security to MARTA stops?
A 10.
Thank you. Repairing potholes and fixing our streets?
10.
And the last one for this, prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths?
Now, what was it at the beginning about safety features? What was it?
Prioritizing pedestrian safety features.
Pedestrian safety features. Yeah, that's a 10.
Pedestrian. Okay,
yes.
Thank you so much. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which would place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar?
Yeah, I'm very, very familiar. That'd be a 10 or an 8, I guess. I'm that familiar with it.
Okay, thank you so much.
I used to carry board for the city, so I'm real familiar with all that.
Okay, thank you so much. And let me tell you, we have completed 66% of this survey. I thank you so much for your time. And now, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Am I support or opposed public transportation on the Beltline? I oppose it because then it starts getting even more congested. I oppose it.
And do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
I'll say somewhat oppose it.
Somewhat. All right. Thank you so much. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan would expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit would link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
In theory, it all depends if they have enough police and all that. I somewhat support it.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you so much. And now we'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. And please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means there is a very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel it is neither convincing or not unconvincing. And 0 means that this is a not at all convincing statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. And all world-class cities have major public transportation systems that knit the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy.
About an 8.
An 8. Okay, thank you so much. And Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways which tear through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which reconnect our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come.
I would probably 9 on that one.
All right, thank you so much. And the city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadways safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit, that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone.
A 9?
A 9? Okay, thank you so much. And once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I'm at about a 7. I'm really about a 7 on that one.
I'm sorry. Do you support it or do you oppose to the expansion of public transportation?
1 to 10.
You can tell me if you strongly support it, somewhat support, either support or oppose.
Somewhat
support. Somewhat support. Okay, thank you so much. And now, here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means there is a very concerning statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel is somewhat concerning, and 0 means that this is a not at all concerning statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The Beltline train is a half-baked plan at best. Relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete, assuming it ever finishes. Let's look to the future and not the past for our solution. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use AI to move people around more effectively.
I don't like all that self-driving stuff, so I'm going to somewhat disagree.
This statement for you is very concerning or somewhat concerning?
No, somewhat concerning.
Somewhat concerning. This could be a 5 using a scale from 0 to 10.
0 to 10, I'm at with that response, I'm like a 4.
A 4. Okay, thank you so much. And the Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourists instead. The train's top speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead or Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-towners. And for you, this is a very concerning statement, or somewhat concerning, or not at all.
Read that again.
Yeah, sure. The Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourists instead. The train's top speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead or Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-towners.
If it's concerning, is that what I'm supposed to say? Or disagree? Which ones where I disagree or I agree with that?
This is for if you are very concerned about this statement or somewhat.
Yeah,
you can scale from
very
zero
concerned,
to 10.
A 9.
At 9. Okay, thank you so much. And the last one for this part, the Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries, to come. As we have seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they are never torn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need. Using a scale from 0 to 10?
I agree with that. A number 9.
Okay, thank you so much. And one last time, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
At around a 7 on that.
So you strongly support it, somewhat support, neither support or oppose, or somewhat oppose?
I am somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay, thank you so much. And the last two questions are for statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta?
Let me add up. I've been here, I've been here a long time. Just a minute. I want to get be accurate here, okay?
Okay, I will.
Yeah, hang on just a minute. 53 years.
I'm sorry? You told me 53 years.
Listen, 53.
3 years.
53.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? You're heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Oh, Lord. that's a heck of a question. I'm straight. I'm a heterosexual.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, or single, separated, or divorced, or
widowed? Divorced.
All right, thank you so much. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Not at this time, no.
All right, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent?
Probably more Democrat today.
Democrat. All right, thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I think I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you so much. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? It is full-time or part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent,
retired.
Or a student?
Retired.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? For example, was it less than $24,999, or it was for $34,999, or $35,000 to $44,000
above 100? What are the ones above 100?
I'm sorry?
What are the income ranges above 100,000? You don't have to read through all of them.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you. So that concluded my survey. I really
wait
thank
a minute.
You so
we
much
didn't...
for your time.
Wait a minute. What are the income that I have to choose from above 100,000? I don't want you reading all the low incomes. Mine's higher than that. What are the income ranges above 100,000? Read those.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. I heard that you said that it was like 100.
No.
1,000.
I asked you to read the incomes. Choices above 100,000. What are they? And I'll tell you where my income is.
Ooh, well, that was my bad. That was my bad because I selected one, and I've already finished. I can't get back to the survey to tell you the exactly amounts.
Okay, it doesn't matter. All right, is that at the end of it?
Are we done? Yeah, that's everything.
All right.
I really thank you so much.